Excellent. All right, this is, are you okay?
Yes.
Okay. This is mock session number 3, and if each of you will please state your name, the school you attend, and the position you're representing. We'll start down the line here.
All right, I'm Alex Hassman, and what's my...
You're a clerk of the council.
And I'm the clerk of the council.
Which school do you attend? Which school do you...
Tech.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I'm Tyler Marker. I am the finance director, and I am from Cape and Lupin High School.
I'm David Kwan. I'm from Cape, and I'm representing District 3.
I'm Jeb Monagle, and I go to Cape, and I'm representing District 4.
My name is Chris Vitacco. I represent Sosa Central High School, and I represent District 1 and the president on this board.
Yeah.
Taylor Briggs. I'm from Sussex Central, and I'm from District 5.
I'm Royal 6. I'm from Cape and Lopin, and I'm representing District 2.
And vice president.
And I'm the vice president.
You're the vice president.
My name's Angela Agapito. I go to Delmarva Christian High School, and I am...
County attorney. Okay, great. Welcome to all of you. Okay, at this time, we'll bring forward Lawrence Lank, who is the director of planning and zoning, and he is going to bring, for your consideration, a land use matter for a conditional use.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. I'll pass out a document and report. Good morning. I feel like I'm before a military review board. I'm the director of planning and zoning.
Thank you.
We have public hearings about with the council probably 24 times a year. Typically on Tuesdays.
Thank you.
We typically have anywhere from 1 to 5 public hearings on that session. And I'm here before you as the Director of Planning and Zoning and representing the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission is a 5-member board appointed by council who holds public hearings on both change zones, conditional uses, subdivisions, and your site plan reviews. What we have before you today is a conditional use. It is the application of Blue Hand Organic. It is a parcel in an AR1 agriculture residential district. They're proposing a composting facility. It's located on 45 plus acres, and it's in Dagsboro 100, just to be brief. Y'all have before you a copy of the report of the commission that was presented to council a couple years ago. And we've presented this the last couple of years to the county government day, and we've had mixed decisions. We'll tell you what those are when we get finished today. So what you have before you is, and then typically if you see this file like on the podium, that's typical for a change of zone application or a conditional use. It includes an exhibit booklet, site plans, advertisings, information received from different agencies. So what you have before you is a copy of my report. We did find in the report that Department of Transportation did grant an entrance approval for this application. We did find that the Sussex Conservation District gave us general comments. There wasn't major issues. The applicants will, if they get approval, be required to provide for stormwater management, erosion, sediment control, runoff, etc. We received one letter in support. We received an email in opposition. The applicant was present with his attorney and some expert witnesses. One is specifically an engineer that designs this type of facility. Their intent is to take yard waste, small branches, grass clippings, etc., mix it with compost, and they can also mix it with food waste. For example, food waste would be from a restaurant, foods that are left over, grease trap grease, etc. It would all be approved through the Department of Health, Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Control, and they mix that together. They basically place it in piles on slabs. They put water on the slab on the piles, and then they rotate it, mix it right on that site. There were no parties present in support during the public hearing. There were several parties in opposition, which you note at the basically at the top of page 4. The basis of the opposition was runoff, truck traffic, environmental issues, dust, odor, noise, basically. And there was substantial opposition. This public hearing probably lasted 2 hours before both the commission and before council. We had a Mr. Coker present. His one of his specialties was this type of project. When the Planning and Zoning Commission held their public hearing, there was a motion to approve the application, and they give reasons. And the reasons include the use of the compost facility will benefit the citizens and the environment of Sussex County. By recycling materials such as yard waste and wood into compost, there will be a reduction of materials going to the landfills. There is not currently such a facility in this area of Sussex County. That the use will not adversely affect the neighboring properties or community, which consists primarily of poultry operations, manure storage facilities, and a propane facility. And there are no residences from the site within 1,000 feet. The compost generated at the site will be available for local agriculture and horticultural uses. The use promotes the conservation element of the comprehensive plan. The ongoing use will be monitored by DENREC, which is the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. And then the commission makes recommendations in the form of stipulations and conditions that the applicant would have to abide by. And we have to oversee the project along with DENREC and other agencies. And what those conditions are, that the applicant shall comply with all requirements established by the Solid and Hazardous Waste Management Branch of DENREC, again, Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other regulatory agency having jurisdiction. B, as stated by the applicant, 6/10 acres of forested wetlands on the site shall be left undisturbed. Material processing hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Waste acceptance hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Compost sales hours will be limited to 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. At the composting area at the site shall be fenced and gated. And the landscape plan showing the landscaping with the proposed buffers and the undisturbed forest area be shown on the site plan. That a water truck be available to control dust within the site, and that the final site plan be subject to the Planning and Zoning Commission to review and approval. There was then a motion and a second carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that it be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. And that motion carried 4-0. There was one member absent during the decision making. So if you look at the conditions of approval, the commission tried to respond to the agent, to the individual that opposed. They provided and required that a water truck be available that controls dust. They provide that the landscape area plan be provided to create landscaping to kind of shield the property. It also would control some of the dust and some of the noise and some of the dust. And that the undisturbed forested area being shown on the site plan. The hours are kind of hot and cold. Sometimes they add to what the applicant applied for. Sometimes they get more restrict. In this case, that was pretty much what the applicant applied for. You will note that there's no Sunday activities whatsoever on this site. As I said, the opposition, when they spoke, their main concern was dust, odor, noise, truck traffic. They were the big primary ones, probably. And typically environmental issues when you get dust, odor, noise. So what we do in this case, we would have, you've been presented with the application, you've been presented with the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The applicant would then speak and give testimony. Anybody in support would give testimony. Anybody in opposition would give testimony. And then the council will make a decision. That's pretty much the way the process works. And as I said, typically, public hearing like this would last about anywhere from an hour to 2 or more hours. The council does meet in the afternoons, typically 1:30 till whenever. And the commission, when they have their public hearing, they start at 6 in the evening, and sometimes we go to midnight or later, just because of the number of applications, how difficult they may be or whatever. So your option today would be, again, like you just did, you raise questions. I would try to respond to the questions. I could respond both as the applicant or I could respond as the opposition. so you can get different answers. Or you can ask your audience.
Any questions of the director?
I understand there will be a water truck on site to help control dust. Will there be utilities available for emergency personnel, such as fire trucks and such, in case a fire breaks out?
Well, typically at this type site, there is a stormwater management pond. The stormwater management pond could have a dry hydrant where they could tap into a dry hydrant to have access to the water. And the water truck would still be available also. And I believe in this case, that was one of the cases that they did have a dry hydrant.
Any other questions?
Does anyone in the audience have any questions or concerns?
Come on up to the mic. We can hear you.
Yeah, in our public hearing, they all have to come up to the mic because the tape recorder doesn't identify.
And say your name and which school you're representing.
My name is Sung Sun. I represent Indian River High School. And coincidentally, this affects the Indian River School District. So if this is anywhere near the schools, the beepings and the air, would that affect the education process of elementary school, middle schools, or high schools, et cetera?
If I may respond, the site is located out west of Dagsboro. It's not close to any of the school facilities. You shouldn't hear the beeping, which is a reverse gearing of the vehicles, and it shouldn't be a problem with the school district. And actually, in our public hearing process, we send notice to the school districts for every case involving the school district and ask them to respond. And typically, we don't get a response on this type of application.
So this wouldn't really affect our school district, no. Even though it's in. Okay.
No. Thank you.
Yes.
If there's any other public comments, just come up and get in the line, and we'll run through if anyone else wants to speak after this gentleman. Name and school.
Hello, I'm Randy Short, and I'm from Sussex Central High School. I was reading in this, I believe right around here, and it said that the compost will be mixed with a small amount of chicken manure.
Right.
And I also noticed that one of the main concerns was dust. So I was wondering if the council was interested in, or if this would help, a shelter belt around the area of trees, so it would control some of the dust that goes along. And then I was also looking, and it said that the road around this area is not particularly adapt. It's very narrow for the large trucks that are going along, and I don't know how the... Does the council have any sway with DelDOT? No. But if they could work on expanding that road or allowing for larger truck traffic. Thank you.
In response to the landscaping, that was a requirement. The whole purpose of the landscaping is to help cut down dust. The water truck also provides that service and keeps the dust pretty much controlled. DelDOT granted a revised entrance plan approval. They didn't require expansion of the road width. They did require expansion and improvements to the entrance.
Okay.
And in some cases and other projects, they would make other expansions, other intersections. And like in this case, say it's to get two ends,
yes,
stop somewhere. And in both cases, those two intersections would have to be improved.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Good question.
Name and school.
Hello, my name is Matt Rogers. I represent Sussex Tech. And my question would be, would Blue Hen Organics fund this proposal themselves, or would there need to be taxpayer investment in order to get this through?
This is an application of the applicant. It's totally controlled through their process. There's no agency to get involved other than review. I'll give you a couple of statements when you get done that will clarify some of those issues also when they make a decision.
Okay, thank you.
I can tell you what really happened there.
Any other public comment? Hey, Chip, I think we're there.
Yeah. All right, at this point, it would be appropriate for the members of council to discuss this amongst yourselves. If you have any questions, you would ask the director. Because there were a couple of suggestions, I think it would be appropriate if, when it comes time to make a motion, if someone wants to, in addition to the conditions that were set forth here by the Planning and Zoning Commission, if you wanted to add something to ensure dust is kept to a minimum, if there was some buffering that you wanted to put on as an amendment to the approval, that would be appropriate, I think, for the council to consider. So, Mr. President, it's up to you at this point to ask the other members of council if they have any questions, anything else to discuss, and then you can go from there.
Does anyone have any concerns or adjustments they want to make?
Okay. So now what you would do is you would ask for a motion to accept the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommendation and approve the conditional use for the applicant.
Do I have a motion to accept and approve the application?
With the conditions.
With the conditions.
With the conditions.
I move to approve.
I second it.
Okay, so now you have a motion and a second.
I have a motion and a second.
Call for the vote.
Call for the vote.
I approve.
I approve.
I approve.
I approve.
Yes.
Approve.
Yes.
I also approve.
8-0. So now we'll tell you how it really came out.
The council approved this application basically with the conditions imposed as you just did. Last year, I can't remember if it was split. We've done this four times. The first year it was approved. The second year it was denied. And last year, I think it was approved. It was approved last year.
Okay.
With maybe amended conditions, but it was minor. This project is very successful. It's actually become a model for other communities, other developers that want to do this type of business. It provides a service. Basically, it provides materials that are good for landscaping. They use them on golf courses. They use them in horticultural activity, greenhouses, et cetera. So it's been really successful. And like I said, it's been a model, and there's always someone there trying to inspect it so they can see if they want to try the same process in another county, a city, or private sector, either one. Thank you.
Thank you.